Chapter 4. The World of Language. Unit 7. Models of Messages in Communication Theory. Theories of communication seek to answer the question posed by the American political scientist Harold D. Lasswell. Who says what, in what channel, to whom, with what effect? Most communication theories begin with a model first proposed in the 1940s by two American mathematicians, Claude Shannon and Warren Weaver. Shannon and Weaver approached communication theory from the standpoint of trying to understand the physical transmission of information. They were not interested in the meaning of the message itself. Consequently, a model of communication was adopted later to include the missing meaning. The Shannon-Weaver model of a communication system is linear and has six steps. First, there is the source, the subject who is communicating. Second, there is an encoder. Third, there is the message itself, but in the basic form of the theory, there is no attempt to interpret or evaluate the message. The fourth element is the channel, how the message is transmitted. The fifth element is the decoder. Finally, the message reaches the receiver. Email messages provide a good example for each part of this theory. People writing the messages are the sources. The computers are the encoders. The emails are the messages. The channel is the internet and how it is accessed. The email is decoded by another personal computer, at which point the receivers can read the messages in their inboxes. Of course, what the Shannon-Weaver model does not address is the last part of Lasswell's question. To what effect? One solution to cover this missing question is to introduce the concept of feedback to the theory. Some forms of communication are not dependent on feedback. Sending a birthday greeting is one example. More often, however, it is very important that the sender of the message be able to see how it has affected the recipient. When two people are having a discussion, both parties tune in to feedback from the other. This feedback both stimulates and guides the discussion. Feedback also addresses another flaw in the original Shannon-Weaver model. The linear nature of the Shannon-Weaver model assumes communication is a one-way process. Adding a feedback loop allows for two-way and multi-way communication. As stated above, a third issue with the Shannon-Weaver model is its lack of attention to the meaning behind messages. The simplistic Shannon-Weaver model is inadequate as a communication theory since it does not address the meaning of the communication. Rather, it assumes that meaning is inherent in the message and readily available to the receiver. Yet the inclusion of the concept of meaning in the theory, which must necessarily play a part in the encoding and decoding steps, has important implications for the study of human communication. Broadening these concepts beyond simple physical interpretations has provided a starting point for addressing the complex and dynamic nature of human communication. In his Source Message Channel Receiver model, David Berlow identified skills specific to encoding and decoding. His two encoding skills are speaking and writing. His two decoding skills are listening and reading. Berlow also identified a fifth skill, thought or reasoning. This fifth skill is essential to both encoding and decoding. These five communication skills can be present in the source and receiver to varying degrees. In addition, Berlow proposed other factors that apply equally to the source and receiver and affect the quality of the communication as well. They might be termed semantic noise, since they influence the message. These semantic noise factors include the knowledge, attitudes, social system, and culture of both the source, encoder, and the receiver, decoder. Berlow's theory also includes other elements he felt were vital to evaluating human communication. He stressed that the relationship between the source and the receiver can affect communication. Also, he asserted that the context in which communication takes place is significant. Including these variables enables Berlow's theory to more accurately describe the unpredictability of communication.